Well, hey there, America. Start bang a f***ing ringing now. Wow. Holy crap, you guys. I don't even know where to start today. Like, this is probably going to be a fairly short show. It is apparently just crazy in Vienna right now. I don't know that we will catch Sam in this one, but we will try to do so. You know, beginning of next week at the latest, something like that. I don't know what to say, you guys.
You're doing great.
Bongaranga. I will say, although I thought it was going to be Finland, I did say that I thought the winner would get more than 500 points.
You got us there.
So let's just a couple of quick facts and figures here. Dara Bongaranga from Bulgaria has won the Eurovision Song Contest. We're going to Bulgaria. I'm so happy. This is the first time since 2017 that a country that never won before won. B, the same song won both votes. It happened. I think, Derek, you were just saying yesterday that that it's been so long since we've had something like that, right?
That somebody won both, yeah. 2017. That it's kind of unreal to think that a song didn't have that kind of momentum. I feel like we were stuck in this phase where the juries were kind of the kingmakers in this. And now it's like, no, people got what they wanted. And you know what? Good for them.
Yeah. I'm just still kind of processing. I mean, Derek, you had said this week that you were kind of taken aback by the staging here and
a little bit.
And maybe didn't quite see what the deal was.
I think the choreography was fantastic. Like, I'll wholly admit that. The first time I saw it, I was like, wow, this is really interesting that they're doing this chair dance, but it's really cool. I still can't get my head around the church basement decor and the and the 70s slasher film masks that they're wearing. I'm sure there's an explanation for it, and I just don't know what it is. But watching it again, I'm like, this is just so cool. Like, it's just effortlessly cool. And I even noticed like small little things they did, like when at the beginning the camera starts on her and then it pans to the left and then there's a cut and then it goes back to her, but it almost is seamless. Like, it starts and ends with her, like it just did a full circle. And I thought, oh, that's really neat. And she looks like she is having a blast with it. I think she absolutely sold the hell out of this.
Yeah.
It reminds me so much of, oh, what year was that? 2016 with If Love Was a Crime. I don't think nobody expected Bulgaria to do that well. I think the song was really good, but I don't think anyone was listening to it like, oh man, this is a top five finisher for sure. And it just stampeded everything.
Yeah, amazing.
Out of curiosity, you've mentioned before, like the lowest placing entry that broke 100. I'm kind of curious, what was the lowest placing entry to break 200?
I'd have to check, but yeah, there were quite a few this year. I want to say lowest place entry to break 100 happened in 2012, which makes a ton of sense.
Yeah,
because that was a absolutely bizarre year where nobody wanted to win. but yeah, Fertow finished 10th, and that's 220.
Mm-hmm. That's still a respectable score.
Yeah, that's really good. I remember just kind of watching, getting towards the end. We were Liz and I, we had the calculator out, as some people do, to keep track of
how many points are left.
And we're down to the last two, and there's like 500 points left.
Yeah, I was a.
And we're thinking like.
It was all 400, like 430, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's like if these are relatively split, like not only are they both going to finish in the top two, but it could be super close. And then they read Australia's score, which was underwhelming. And we were like, oh, so she has like 300, it was 316 or something, 300.
312.
312. 312 tell, yeah. Level points. Like this, she's not just going to win. This is a massacre. I was running the numbers just now. I believe just by sheer number of points, granted these details have changed a lot over the years, by number of points, this is the largest margin of victory between first and second ever. More than Kalush.
Really?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She won by 173 points.
That is wild.
I mean, the distance between Bangaranga and Michelle, which is our second place finisher, is the same distance between between Michelle and Greece, or no, not even Greece, France, in 11th.
Oh, France.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This is a dominant win.
It's really tight after that too. Like normally there's a massive drop off when you go from like second to third or third to fourth, but no, it's all from like, I would say from 10th to third, they're all in the 200s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really not a huge margin there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's run it down here. Bulgaria first, Israel second, obviously. Romania finished third.
I love that for them.
That's amazing. I think they would have been second in the televote.
Second in the televote, yeah.
Yeah.
They beat Israel by about 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
The jury just wasn't there for him, which was kind of disappointing, but gosh.
Yeah.
That's a monster win there.
Yes. Then Australia fourth, Italy fifth.
Come on.
Sam was right. That's awesome. Finland all the way down in sixth, Denmark seventh. Thank goodness.
Oh, you thought they were going to do worse.
Yes. I mean,
you were like, thank goodness they didn't come higher than sixth.
No. That's Moldova eighth. Great. They continue their run of doing well in the public vote. They were fourth in the television.
That's incredible.
And then we had Ukraine ninth, and Greece was 10th. Wowzers. When we look at jury votes, Bulgaria was first. Denmark and Australia tied for second there. Then we had France, Finland, Italy, Poland, Israel, Norway, Czechia. Better result from the jury for Israel than I was expecting. They got more than double what they did in points last year, which was interesting to see. I don't mean anything by that. It's one of the big things I think you look at when the jury votes are coming in is, you know, we know their televote's going to be big. How much ground do they have to make up? Although their televote score was, I mean, it was good. It wasn't what it's been the last couple of years. Okay, back to Romania. Romania finished third.
Yeah.
Man.
Good for them. Honestly, her reaction to getting all those televote points too, like this made her whole month, her whole year. She's good.
Oh, she's, yeah, absolutely.
And I had said while she was performing, like she peaked at the very right time. Like I think that was her best of the performances that we've seen, at least in the between the jury shows and the live shows. So much eye acting, great crazy eyes. Very intense. I love
any photographs or stills from her performing. Like there's never a moment where she isn't selling it.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what the song requires.
Oh,
she's phenomenal. I mean,
but her and Delta Goodrum, I think, were just powerhouses on stage, like just natural show people.
100%.
Yeah. I hope we see her again in some capacity. I don't necessarily mean like they should just send her again. Although they could.
Wait a couple of years, please.
Like, yeah. I think that like we think about like who are the people that instantly become icons and like start getting invited back immediately. So like Miriana Conte Like Alexandra is one of those. I think we're going to see her a lot at a lot of Euro villages and things like that. And I'm so happy about that.
Well, and what a great placement for them coming back to the contest.
Bulgaria too. I mean,
well, yes, 100%. I mean, not obviously, but like,
yeah.
The last time we saw, I don't even remember what his name was. Our guy in the suit, the pink suit with the hands.
Oh, Theodore Andre.
Yes, 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 yes. And how dirty they did him. This is great to see from Romania.
I mean, all three returning countries, Bulgaria, Moldova, Romania, all did fantastic. Like, really showed up, put on an incredible performance, and I think the points reflected that.
With Dara, I remember thinking, like, when they talked to her partway through the jury vote, she just seems so cool. Like, she's just cool as a cucumber and, like, the right person for this year and this moment. I mean, it's easy to say that now that she's won, but like you think back on it and you're like, well, of course she won.
I'm still not on that page yet. I'm still like, how the hell did Finland not pull this off again?
Well, I imagine.
How did they not?
I mean, I imagine Bongaranga won people over in the end. And I think that they probably siphoned a lot of the
double points off.
Momentum.
And the jury points. I mean, I think this is the sort of thing that with larger juries, younger jurors, they would have been all over Bongaranga over something that's a little more classic Eurovision than Finland was.
I think Finland was like, I'm sorry to say this nicely, a lot more mature of a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Bongaranga was not more youthful, not just more youthful, but I feel like anybody could listen to it and enjoy it. Even if you don't speak English, you can listen to it and you think it's a blast. Mm-hmm. And it's we talked about this last year with Strobe Lights, how it just doesn't translate into the home the way it would in a club setting. And I feel like this perfectly translates into your home.
Sure.
Like, it's even if you're sitting on the couch, oh my God, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I was in the arena for a couple of strobe light performances. And yeah, that thing kills on stage. But it didn't qualify. Let's look at the bottom for a second.
Oh, God.
He got a point.
He got look, a point.
Mom, 1 point.
I missed it. Which country gave him a point? Did you see?
They
haven't released the official points yet.
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was a jury point.
It was a jury point. Yeah.
Recording, the winner's press conference is starting. I've already submitted my question, which was...
Why, God?
No, it was... congratulations, Dara. What are your plans for breaking the trophy? We'll see if it gets asked. Probably not.
So we had... Was it four countries that did the null point and the televote? UK, yeah. Austria, Lithuania, Belgium?
Germany,
yeah.
Five?
Lithuania got 12.
Oh, that's right.
No, yeah, Austria got five.
Like five, okay.
Austria got five, yeah. So it was UK,
that's Germany, right, they had the one Belgium. Point before and they were tied with UK. And then,
yeah.
Okay.
And then
more. Oh, man. Belgium got zero? I mean, I guess.
I mean, I think anyone who really liked Dancing on the Ice probably really liked Bongaranga.
Didn't they get a 12, Belgium? From the
jury, yeah.
Yeah.
I think 18 countries got a 12 from the jury this year, which is pretty
That's impressive.
I mean, that they would spread things out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bulgaria only got four 12s from there. And I think Poland was the other one that got four.
Poland did really well with the jury, which is very strange.
I mean, I think it's more of a jury bait type song than a.
Oh, absolutely. But Poland has just traditionally not done well with the juries, even with songs that you would think have done well with the juries. I don't know why that is. I mean, it's a brand new day, new system. So who knows if that's going to continue.
I think we've seen that.
I do want to point out as well, we have not yet received the full breakdown of points.
Right.
From what countries and even for the semis. I know some people get that like immediately in an email. I did last year.
I haven't seen it yet.
It depends on which category you're under. Because I was under the radio, we got him right away.
Well, I'm under radio. Did I get it?
Oh, yeah, because last year when we recorded, I'm like, I got the points right here, guys. I can tell you who did what in the semis.
I saw an Instagram post earlier today of Chris Kostov talking or dancing and hanging out with Dara, as they're both Bulgarian, saying that if they win, these are your hosts for 2027.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be a blast.
Like I want to see if we can get that on the record here. I bet. Oh, Chris, friend of the show, of course. He did a song preview with us a few years ago. And oh my God, he's got to be just beside himself. Our friend Madeline, who lives in Bulgaria, has got to be losing her mind. Yeah.
We're all staying at her house next year, so
that's
the plan.
I was just thinking. I mean, Sophia's going to be... So we have to get Sam on to talk about Sophia because she was there for Junior.
Yes.
Back in 2014, 15, I can't remember. And just nothing but amazing things to say about it. Mm-hmm. Sophia is apparently amazing city. Super cheap, though that may have changed a bit.
It's going to change in about 11 months.
Yeah, it's going to change about 11 minutes, maybe. I can't speak to the broader population, but honest to God, every Bulgarian I've ever met has been just lovely. So I think it'll be... I'm
Kirkorov's Bulgarian, show next year.
What's that?
Yeah, but you never met him.
Isn't Kirkorov Bulgarian? But you've never met him, so that doesn't...
Actually, I have met him.
Oh crap!
No. Very nice gentleman.
Yeah.
I believe he's very lovely.
Okay.
He's a bit eccentric, I will admit, but I've never seen him like flip out or say anything terrible.
You've never heard that. Anyway, one quick shout out, Dimitris Kontopoulos.
Go write the song. Oh my God.
He's had 2 second places and 2 third places. This is his first win. So really? Congrats to him. That's pretty cool.
Isn't he like Eurovision royalty? He's just had a ton of songs.
I mean, yeah, he is, and he does. But this is the first time he's had a winner.
Wow.
I was a little surprised by that, too.
His salary just went up.
We should talk about some of the things we didn't expect about the show, maybe. Aside from a Bulgarian win, we had some feed issues with Czechia.
Don't even get me started.
I have now. I have gotten you started. The longest camera shot... seemed to have been an issue with the Steadicam, where there were basically stripes across the broadcast. We understand that Czechia's delegation did request a redo and was denied by the EBU, stating that it's just basically the equivalent of it. It's just a picture. He sounded fine and it didn't bother his performance. What do you think?
I think it's stupid. I also think that that the people in charge of deciding whether or not somebody gets a redo are the same people who are responsible for avoiding the need for redos. And I'm wondering if there should be a third party involved in something like that. I think it was the wrong decision. I understand it's Czechia and it was a jury song and it wasn't going to get a ton of Televo points anyway. None of those are reasons to not let him perform the song the way it's supposed to be.
Unless they were not confident that they could get it to work the right way. I don't know what the issue was. I assume they just flipped the camera out to a new cameraman.
Might have been a timing issue as well. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't spend 3 more minutes and let him do it. Would have taken longer than that even.
I mean, yeah.
You have to acknowledge then in the middle of the show that there was that, ooh, gosh, we made a technical
error. It wasn't
your
TV, it was us.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me.
Bad look for them, I think, in more than one way.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that I feel like the decision needs to go into the hands of maybe... I don't know, but I think
impartial
like that's the concern.
Field of arbiters.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the case or not. I'm very curious to know if there's like a definitive list of events that would need to occur for them to allow that. Because
there
are specific circumstances where they're like, if you screwed this up, that's on you.
Right. But this was clearly not on him.
No. If it's my understanding, at least I've heard this before, if it was no fault of theirs, it was a technical issue, they should have been allowed to redo it.
Yep.
Regardless of whatever it was or who they are. So them saying no is kind of a surprise, honestly.
Yeah. Only other big surprise, not even a big surprise, honestly, because we know that Felicia was not was not in the best of like health. She'd had a few issues this week, but I thought Sweden would do a little better
than 20th.
Than 20th, yeah.
So that's a rough finish. Yeah, rough finish for Sweden.
I mean,
below Jala, even, who also still sounded like hell.
Well, you know who else sounded like hell was Norway, but he just like
and he it sold
like,
it.
It seemed like by the end, like he didn't have it. He knew he didn't have it, and he just went for it. And I love that. I think that's great.
Props to him for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I'm kind of shocked that Cyprus did slightly. I mean, actually, pretty well, much better than Sweden did. Given that, I would say between the two, at least Sweden is cooler to look at, regardless of the performance. I feel like that would have boosted them a bit more in both categories. But
yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the vocals were not on point for either final performance, and I'm sure that that hurt in both things. But I wonder with the younger juries, etc.
Well,
is Sweden not just perfect jury bait every time anymore?
I hope not. I mean, this is maybe a unique entry to ask about that, though, because while it is a very Swedish song in the way it's crafted, she doesn't actually sing that much. And the parts that she did sing were not good. So, I mean, I don't know that this is even the best way to measure that, because I would say there's at least of the 3 minutes that she's performing, at least a minute of that does not involve her singing at all, and possibly more.
They might have pinged her on that, actually. I was kind of wondering about it. Like, there's long stretches of time where she doesn't sing.
Mm-hmm.
Is a jury going to look at that and think, okay, come on, you...
Feels like you're phoning it in. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like traditionally, if you had good staging and good choreography, that was a huge boost in terms of jury performance. Even if the song was okay, if you had a really killer visual element, that would help. And I'm wondering if that maybe less so. Or if it could be the case where if you're singing badly, regardless of who you are, and it's so distracting, maybe that's the only thing you remember.
Well, I told Eric during the show, there's one thing that could, like, she's dubbed in the background and in unison to, I think, help support her. But what that does in effect is if you don't hit the notes, it's way more obvious. And it was.
Yeah. Sometimes a unison is the cruelest harmony. If you're, I'm going to music theory for just a second here. If you're singing a third chord or a fifth chord, like those are the really pretty ones, generally they say, or the more natural ones, and you miss one of those, like it's noticeable. But if you're both trying to sing the same note, you and the backing, ooh,
yeah, and you don't hit it, yeah.
So, I wish she'd been in better health, be able to give it more overall, but I wish her luck. I still enjoyed the song a lot. I'm sorry. We should probably wrap this up. Sorry, go ahead.
I just had a quick question, and maybe we can discuss this another time. I remember in previous iterations when we had live vocals, we would sometimes hear the backing singers boosted or sing a little bit higher, such that the lead performers' lack of vocals would not be as noticeable, and then the backing singers could basically carry the song. And I think if they're pre-recorded, you just can't do that.
Yeah, disadvantages of that rule. I don't like that rule, but I understand that it has benefits as well. Think about Albania this year. If all their vocals had to be live, would it have been that powerful and that forceful?
No, of course not.
And there's no limit to the number of backing vocals that are pre-recorded now. So you could have
none at all.
Hundreds of people.
Yeah. Dottie Freire for 10 years.
Yeah.
Did a whole chorus. I think
like a worldwide choir. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't, I imagine there will be things looked at in the off season.
As is the case every year as well. It should be.
What could they be? Honest. Who knows?
I honestly appreciate the fact that they take some effort to review everything and say, like, how do we make this better? Mm-hmm. And, this changes. And we didn't really talk about this new scoring thing with the thermometer that goes up.
The pointless meter.
And I was just like, what is happening?
Oh, it's so good, though.
Yeah. Like it. But it was down to Bulgaria and Israel. I was just like, it's going really slow. And as soon as he overtakes him, it's just like, shoop, done.
Shoop, Oh yeah, by the way, you had 500 million points or whatever. I guess there had to have been a decision, like, do we let it creep up the whole thing, or do we need to just kind of cut to the chase at some point?
Well, once you pass them, it's like, well, there's no surprise anymore.
It doesn't really matter, but like,
yeah,
seeing how far ahead she was really something.
Well, and yeah, because we were sitting there with the calculator, we knew how many points were about to be thrown up there, and thank God, because otherwise that would have been agonizing, absolutely agonizing, which is probably where you were, Derek, was in agony.
A little bit.
But I was looking at the ratio of how many points they had, like the how tall the Israel column was, and I was like, they're going to need a taller column to get up to like 5 6 feet. Come on.
Yeah. They did sort of a bar graph at Junior one year, and it was one of the years where I assume it was France, although I don't know this for sure. They just had not prepared for someone to get as high of a score as the winner.
Oh, yeah.
And it just completely broke the board. so I was thinking to myself, like, she's way up. Like, what is this going to look like? And I imagine they've factored that sort of thing in. I quite like it. I'm looking forward to seeing if and when we get the day where somebody wins by like 3 points, that thing is going to go crazy.
Oh no. And like this, like slow.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it just creeps over. I would say it was more interesting than just having the host stand there in dead silence for like 30 seconds.
Oh, and drawing it out for forever too.
And like, just saying the same thing over and over again. Like, they need 140 points.
Yeah.
Just 140. That's all they need.
It's like,
how many do
70.
They have? Like, how many do they have? Tell me the number. I like the graphic. I think that's a keeper.
Yeah.
I hope it's a keeper.
All right.
We might tweak it next year. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Let's call it there. When we convene again, probably start of next week, we will have a lot of numbers to break down. We'll have a new city to talk about and some other stuff too. We don't know how Sam's doing. If she has bongaronged the whole press center to pieces or what. So,
yeah.
So we'll see. But holy crap. Congratulations, Bulgaria. An immediate legend. Immediate legendary performance, legendary win, and an incredibly well-deserved one as well. If this is your first time checking us out, we're at 12pointsforamerica.com. We're at we got a Patreon. You can get early access to shows, and we post other stuff. Just Google 12 Points from America. You'll find us. It's great. Take care, everybody. Until next week or so, I've been Eric.
I've been Derek.
And I've been Liz. And America.
America and Bulgaria and whoever else.
Stop listening now.